Yeah, well, after you had suggested, the burst, the 1750 burst, I listened to it more carefully, and no, I think it was lower than 1,000. I think it was, I don't know, I'd have to guess, but I think, I'm not real good at that. I'm not pitch perfect. I'm not even pitch enabled, but I'm pretty sure it was lower, and by how much, I can't tell you. Tones, I'm familiar with 1,000. I'm pretty, that one's pretty much ingrained in my bones, and and of course, 800 is pretty ingrained, from CW, but 700, 800 in that range. So I think it was right in there somewhere. It was right, between 700 and 1,000. But it was just a solid tone, and it was, he wouldn't even be talking, He'd just be sitting there listening, and then he said, all of a sudden I lost you. I didn't hear anything. Yeah, because your radio wasn't transmit. He's claiming no, but he's a noob and all this stuff, and I'm not sure, he's, putting two and two together, but it almost certainly was coming out of his equipment, but I don't know. It could have been something on the repeater or something else, but it was just a solid tone somewhere, I'm guessing between 700 and 1,000 hertz, and it just went for, like, minutes, it wasn't like a burst, It's like it went for, like, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes, timed out at one point. Yeah, it was weird, and did it about, probably about 5, 6 times.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what that could have been. I didn't hear it, so I don't even know. I had the faintest idea, but it sounds... Sounds strange. That the guy's been, he's been around. He's done I think the last 2 months he's done the siren for a siren test. So he's getting active.